Alrighty. We are live again. So we're going to be talking about an interesting topic. So everyone, welcome to the Dirk Boy Podcast. If you are listening on Spotify, otherwise, if you are on stream right now, go into the chat if you want to ask me something, or if you want to join in the conversation, or if you want to go on voice chat with me on Discord. There's always the opportunity to. We probably won't have any voice chat guests like in the first couple episodes, probably never, but who knows? Like I said, if we get a lot of popularity regarding these podcasts, you know, it'll be nice to have some people to talk to, right? Either briefly or just for that throughout the entire episode, right? So again, my name is Rugged the Dragon. I'm on Twitch. So Rugged the Dragon, all in one word, by the way, you could find me on there. I play video games, a variety, but sometimes I'll offer these little podcasts to just sit down and talk for about maybe an hour or so, maybe less, who knows? Depends on how good the topic goes. So anyway, Domino the She Shep say I found the crayon eater because I was in the Marines. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a very common thing about the Marines. Everyone's like, oh, he eats crayons. Like, nah, it's like, yeah, there are some Marines out there that, like, you know, no offense to Marines, I can make fun of them because I was in it. There are some Marines that are kind of like what we could call it, subhuman in a way. There are some tendencies they have throughout when I was in the service that they just did. Some of the things they did were just absolutely crazy. Like, getting drunk is one thing, but like they sometimes people will go up, they'll be so drunk, they'll go up to someone's door and pee on their door. I'm not kidding. I almost had it happen to me. Well, I think I did. There was like a little bit of it, but then someone caught him and I was like, okay, good. Of course, I had to clean up a little bit. I hate drunk Marines. But anyway, we're going to get on with the actual topic, which is called Embarrassing Moments Growing Up. Although, also, Domino the G-Shep, thanks for the follow, by the way. I have my notifications disabled for the podcast so they don't interrupt anything. But yeah, you follow me. Oh, you followed me 3 hours ago. Well, you took the initiative. So once again, Rugged the Dragon on Twitch. This is the Dirk Boy Podcast. You can find it on Spotify. Dirk Boy spelled, you know, DERGBOI. Dirk Boy Podcast. It's a temporary title. I might change it. Who knows? But it's something that kind of sticks with me for now. So we're going to get into the topic, which is embarrassing moments growing up. Now, like, it could be anything from when you were a kid. It could be something when you're a teenager. It could be something when you're an adult. It could be something you just recently did, right? I can't exactly remember embarrassing moments when I was, like, older, right? I mean, I have moments here and there, but that's it. So you want another streamer? Okay, cool. Yeah, I usually mass advertise on other Discord servers, but for this podcast, I choose really not to. Not yet. Maybe I will, but who knows? To start off, I can think of a couple things. Most of my embarrassing moments I think of are when I was a kid, right? When I was like a toddler. A small one would be my first day seeing snow, right? We were living in California. I love California, by the way. I miss it. It was great. Good friends there. Sad that I had to move away, right? I remember seeing snow on the ground for the first time. And throughout the whole time, like, you know, eating breakfast, I always get powdered sugar on my waffles. And I'm like, okay, what if this snow was powdered sugar? Everything about it was just powdered sugar. So I grab a whole ton of the snow and I eat it and I spit it out. I'm like, it's water. I mean, that's a small one, but it was a great day though overall, because we got to go sledding. It was like the first time I went sledding. It was like a theme park basically, because I went down this huge hill and it was just non-stop. It was great. So yeah, all right, let's see. Like, I wrote like a bullet point this time so I can keep up with the conversation and just know exactly what I want to talk about throughout the whole day. I was thinking about this all day, putting a list down and everything, right? All right, so here's one that's kind of gross a little bit. Not quite, but I was a kid, right? You know, when I was growing up, I had issues trying to use the bathroom sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't have to go. Next thing you know, boom, right in my underwear. Like, I just pooped. And my dad hated it, and he would check if I did something like that. I would get a whooping, basically. And it got to the point where it's like, you know what, I gotta learn how to do this right, because I've been doing it in my britches for a while. I gotta go to the toilet. I gotta learn this right. I was only like 3 or 4. You know, I was very young. I didn't really know. So finally, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn how to poop. So I sat down and I'm trying my hardest, but like my face is turning red. I got veins popping on my forehead. I'm trying my hardest just to impress them so I don't get whooped again, you know? Because if I don't do this, you know, it's just like I'm so worried about failure. So I try as hard as I can, right? Finally, my mother comes in and she goes, did you go? And I was so proud and I said, yes, I did it. And I got up, but my pants are still down, by the way. And I said, what? Look, I could prove it. And I started looking at these little tiny pebbles I put in the toilet. I pointed at them individually and go, look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. And I was counting up to 7, I think. And my mother was laughing. I was like, I'm so proud of these little pebbles I put right in the toilet. Because I did it. I did it. I felt so proud that day. I mean, hey, 7 little pebbles. But hey, you know, we all have our little accomplishments, you know. That was like like I said, this is like when I was like 3 or 4 years old. I was very young, you know. Sometimes we don't learn things immediately like other people do. You know, it happens. So growing up, I used to watch a lot of Disney cartoons, right? Here we go. I'm just reading the chat right now. It says there's a few military words that I would never call a veteran. Yeah. Like, I mean, if you're a veteran with somebody else and you're buddy-buddy, you know, little insults are fine, you know, as long as you understand it. It could be big insults and you still won't care because, again, it's something that both of you know, right? But anywho, oh, also in my chat, if you have any embarrassing moments, let me know and I will read them and I will talk about it. But yeah, if you want to talk about any kind of subject, just let me know. As long as the subject matter of your embarrassing moment is safe for work, for the most part. Like a little bit of things aside, but like I don't want something too gross. But you know what I mean. Well, I think I already kind of passed that line with the whole potty training thing. But anyway, so I watched a lot of Disney movies growing up. And of course, when I watch a movie back when I was a kid, I would love to reenact it, right? Mostly Disney movies I watched. You know, you had like Sword in the Stone is one of my favorites. There was a bunch of them, right? Rescuers Down Under. I know that's an underrated one, but I love that sequel. One of them was called Pinocchio. Everyone looks, you know, I got no strings to hold me down. You have a story? It's embarrassing and could be seen as sad. Well, I'm not going to judge you. No, I won't judge you. Nah, I totally would not. Okay. Don't worry, I'm embarrassing myself. So it doesn't really matter, you know? As long as we're part of this conversation, it's funny. So anyway, Pinocchio, specifically that movie, there is a scene where some furries are going to go, woo, where Pinocchio and the rest of these boys on the Pleasure Island, they start turning into donkeys. And they get, they get formed into this whole group and being sent off to gosh knows where, right? So Pinocchio only has the ears and the tail. And he gets away before he got worse. I don't know how he got worse. Maybe it was what they were drinking. But anyway, I remember liking that scene so much that I don't know what the heck I was thinking about this. I grabbed a couple of branches, you know, like sticks. Because, you know, when you're young, you always have a stick with you. Because for me, like, I play Zelda. I grab a stick, and that's my sword. And I swing it around. Not at people, maybe. But who knows. I get a couple sticks. I don't know how I did this. I put them in my ears. Like, on top of my ears, made them sit there. And I grab another stick, and I put it in my pants. Well, not up my butt. And I pretend that, I don't know, I'm turning into a donkey. And I start walking around the whole, like, the neighborhood, you know. A very small place, you know. I don't know if anyone saw me. It was early in the morning. But if somebody saw me with, like, 2 sticks in my ears, they're going to think I'm part of some kind of, like, Amazon cult or whatever. Like, what the heck is that kid doing? This only lasted for, like, maybe 5-10 minutes, maybe longer than that. I'm like, why the heck do I reenact the scene outside where I'm telling people, oh no, I'm turning into a donkey. I put tree branches in my ears to represent my ears. Like, why? Well, I think about that all the time. I'm like, why the heck would I do that? Crazy. I mean, I don't want to say it was fully embarrassing for me because I got caught. I think it was more embarrassing the fact that I freaking did it. Oh man. So another movie, not Disney, that I loved was called The Land Before Time. You know, it was a movie with dinosaurs. It had Littlefoot, a bunch of his friends. They get separated from their parents. They gotta find a way to the Great Valley, which is like the safe haven for all herbivores. But while, you know, it's a good movie. Watch it. Land Before Time. Just the first one. That's another embarrassing moment because they made sequels and they all stunk. So yeah, there was a scene where Littlefoot pops out of an egg. And I'm like, okay, dinosaurs exist. I'm convinced. My little brain's like, hey, dinosaurs exist. They go in. They're in eggs. They're in eggs. I'm going to see if the one exists right now. So I open up the fridge. I grab an egg. And I'm like, throw it to the ground. Maybe a dinosaur might pop out. Maybe I'll have my own little pet. Nothing. Okay, maybe it's the next one. Nothing. Maybe it's the next one. Next one here. Nothing. Maybe it's the next. And right as I do this, my mother looks in and she sees all these eggs on the floor. Now, of course, at this moment, I'm like, I can't speak because I know I messed up. She saw it. I made a mess. You know, for me, I'm just experimenting. For her, I'm dead. And the first thing I remember, well, my dad would always bring out the belt. And of course, that belt was like just like devastating. I'd be running away. I'd be terrified. She brings out a wooden stirring spoon. You know, those little long wooden spoons that you use for like stirring like drinks or whatever, or using it for like spaghetti or whatever. She pulls that out and I'm going, and just running around the whole house like, So growing up later on, I remember we always visited my one of my aunt's house, right? My aunt, and they had the perfect house. The perfect house. It's still there. I don't know how it looks now because it's probably changed a lot over the years. You know, you go over there and very nice house, had a very nice pool in the back with a hot tub, and you go down to the basement and there's tons of video games, absolutely tons of video games that I can never play. I never owned them, right? And it was heaven until somebody decided to play a Sega Genesis game called The Immortal. I bet you nobody knows about that game, but if you look it up, it exists. It's not a great game. It's very, very, very difficult. Also, very violent. Definitely a lot of inspiration for Mortal Kombat. So, they play this game called The Immortal. Now, the title screen itself is terrifying. Got a picture of a nice, like a skeleton, in like dressed in robes, like a Grim Reaper. So, they play this game, and I'm like, oh, what's this? Oh, it's called The Immortal. I'm like, oh, okay. And the way... Now, I'm kind of used to violence back when I was younger, right? I was only, 7 years old, maybe? 8 years old? I've seen Mortal Kombat. I'm used to it. That's not what terrified me about that game. It wasn't the violence. It was the fact that anything can come out, pretty much, and surprise and kill you. In the very beginning of that game, I remember there was just this candle. And that was the first room in the whole game. And I'm thinking, okay, if you go outside, of course, it's going to be dangerous. But I found out, for some reason, I think if you stand in a certain spot for a certain time, a giant worm pops up, makes you fly into the air, opens its mouth, and you land right in its mouth and eats you. And I saw a couple of these scenes, and I started thinking to myself, oh no, it's going to happen in real life. I think I was terrified for like the next like month or so. And well, back in the day, before we moved into our house, we had to live with our grandmother. And this meant doubling up on rooms, even sharing a bed with my brother. So we were young. So I would sleep on against the wall. He would sleep away from the wall. And when I looked at the wall and you know that little like darkness down below where the bed is, you know, I'm looking over the side of the bed near the wall and I'm thinking it's a pit and something's going to come out of it. And every night I was terrified thinking that something was going to grab me from there. And that it was going to pull me down into the abyss below. And I'm like, no. Even I wake up my brother a few times. I'm like, come on. He's wondering, what the heck am I doing? I'm like, I'm terrified. Oh, man. Like, I talked about that. This is something I probably should have talked about with video games, but, you know, it's still kind of embarrassing to be afraid of a video game. Especially Mortal Kombat. Growing up, I'm not afraid of it now. I grew out of it. I hated Scorpion's fatality. Scorpion is like a yellow ninja, right? One of his fatalities, one of his finishing moves to kill his opponent, was he takes off his mask, and he reveals a skeletal face, and he breathes fire onto his opponent and burns them to a cinder, right? That face was terrifying. I could not look at his face. I had to cover my eyes. If I saw his face, I'd just scream, and I freak out. One time, I remember my brother did it. I was like, okay, time to turn away. As soon as I turned around, I still saw the face in the reflection of my grandmother's clock. This giant clock in the corner, right? One of those big ones, right? The tall ones. What are they called? Grandfather clocks? I saw the reflection, and I think I ran around the house into the basement. I even ran outside because I was crying. over a face. Well, of a character that doesn't exist, right? I guess some people have a fear of skulls. I guess skeletons in general. But, you know. But, like, I think back then, I'm like, man, I was just... What the heck was I doing? So. When I was younger, you know, obviously I was younger. But I was older. I was around, like, my teens, right? We just moved to another place. And now I'm getting into Star Wars. I'm getting into the Super Star Wars trilogy, like I mentioned a while ago. The movies. I just saw the movies. And I'm like, oh, these were such great movies. I loved them. I kept watching them over and over. Eventually, I got myself a toy from a carnival. It was one of those swords. It was like a flashlight, right? But it was also like one of those plastic swords where if you swing it real quickly, it extends the plastic sword. And then you push the end of it, and you could push it back in. Well, I love that thing. and I would actually swing that sword around, not inside. Of course, I couldn't do that. I would position myself in front of the house for everybody to see. And I would practice. Like, I'm trying to practice becoming a warrior. I was swinging the sword going, ha, huh, ha, ha, yeah, yeah. And I remember loving it until a few kids saw me. Excuse me. Sorry. A few kids saw me, right? And they were laughing at me, going, oh, look at that nerd. You know, what the heck is he doing? And immediately I'm like, shoot, this isn't good. Never did it again after that. I was trying to be like a Japanese samurai, like in training, you know, with those little, like, bamboo swords, whatever they're called, you know. I'm like, huh, huh, huh. Now, if I was amongst the group of other people doing it, yeah, it wouldn't be weird. But when you're doing it in front of your house for everybody to see in your neighborhood, everyone's gonna be like, what the heck is he doing? I don't know. Maybe if there was a LARPing community back then, they probably would have told me, hey, we like you. Hey, you should join us. I'd be like, yeah. Whack. What'd you do that for? I'm like, you told me to hit you. No. Oh, here's a really embarrassing one. Back in school, right? Back in middle school. Like, I did not like middle school that much. At first, I thought it was pretty cool. You know, fourth grade was all right. Fifth grade was okay. Sixth grade, not so much. Seventh grade, ugh. But some of it was my fault, right? Now, like I said, it's not like it now. Today, it's completely different. But back in, like, when I was a teen, I started to shower less, right? So, also, Identical Slay, welcome to the chat, by the way. If you have any embarrassing stories, let me know. So, back when I was a teen, like I said, doesn't affect me now. I'm completely normal now. I didn't shower as much. And it caused some issues with the students. Some of the students were outright saying, guy, you smell bad, And I said to myself, I'm, and you know, whenever when someone tells you smell bad, of course you're going to be embarrassed by it. You're going to be like, oh shoot. One time I remember, I don't know her name. I think I do know her name. I'm not going to say it. Grabbed the thing of her perfume or whatever, sprayed it all over me. Right. Oh God. I mean, it didn't smell bad, but I didn't like the scent of it. And I came home and they were like, what the heck is that smell? And I'm like, some girl sprayed her cologne, or not cologne, it's perfume all over me. And they were like, they're telling me, well, we'll take a shower and all that and you know, clean up. And so I did. You know, it later on, like not long after that, of course, taking that advice to heart, of course, I started taking more showers and I, you know, everything's normal now. But can't believe back then when I was a teen, I actually did not take showers that much. it was just, and I remember sometimes where I would actually go on big activities and still not take them. I'd be going through like the forest near where our town is, right? Just walking through there, pretending we're in like a movie or something like that. And I remember one time coming back, you know, I'm like, okay, time to go take a night, you know, take a rest or whatever. Went to school after that and found out there was a tick trying to get into my head. A tick. I pulled it out. I felt something in my hair and I pulled it out and I'm like, oh shoot. Now if I had taken a shower like I was supposed to, I would have found it earlier. But no, I just found it during school. So fortunately nobody saw it. God, I would have been so embarrassed if that happened. I would have never let that go. I can't think of any other embarrassing moments for my life anyway. I can think of a couple, maybe. Let's see. What would I say is a military? For military, right? One embarrassing thing about me was I wasn't exactly knowledgeable of my job. I should have been. I started getting more knowledgeable later on. But the fact that you don't know everything when you need to, oh my God, you will get humbled and mentally. Oh God, they will. I just didn't like, sometimes it's especially bad when you're in the military, when you first get in, right? Boot camp is one thing, right? Boot camp is one thing. But when you are receiving it afterwards, it's still degrading. I didn't know my job mainly, and that's what made a lot of people not like me at all. Some people didn't like me. Others did. I was a nice guy. I always helped people out, right? That was my major quality. But in terms of like other things like drinking or just knowing my job in general, nobody really cared. But I remember one time, this didn't happen to me. Fortunately, it did not. I remember some guy being told that he has to look in the mirror, point to that reflection, and yell, "I'm not stupid, you're stupid." He even had to say it in French because he understood that language. And he stood there, pointing at himself, yelling, "I'm not stupid, you're stupid," over and over and over. He did this for like a good 10 minutes. 10 minutes. "I'm not stupid, you're stupid. I'm not stupid, you're stupid." Just holding his arm outstretched, pointing at his own reflection. Eventually, around 10 minutes, he says it one more time, and I hear the other drill instructor going, "Shut up." He goes, "Aye, sir." He's like, "Go away." He runs. He runs back in formation. And we're trying to hold in our laughter, because if a drill instructor hears us laugh or sees us laugh, we're next. We're on the chopping block after that. I guess in terms of embarrassing, I think my most embarrassing moment during boot camp was when, I don't know if it was quite embarrassing, but so in order to clean our floors back in boot camp, we don't use mops, right? We don't use mops. We use towels. Yeah, we use towels. So what you do is the floor, the hard floor, we get the floor wet first. You know, soap, water, mixture of everything. Just splash it down. And then you go on all fours, and then you start running like that with your hands stretched outward, using your legs to propel yourself with a towel underneath your hands. And you push. Basically a human mop in a way. So I was punished by going all around the squad bay. He had like a large canteen. He would like sprinkle water down and he'd be like, keep going, keep going. And I, oh gosh, everyone else was just chilling out. I was just getting tortured. The way I would yell, I was starting to yell in weird ways. And eventually got to the point where they had to stop and ask me what the heck's wrong. But the senior drill instructor gave me a good bit of advice. You know, he's like, don't give up, right? The best way to get out of here is do your best and get through it, right? Give me a little like heart-to-heart talk, right? And I was like, all right. And from that on, despite everything that happened, I stuck through it. But yeah, it was, you know, like boot camp is pretty tough for any branch. But I was in the Marines. That's like the longest military boot camp you can ever have. I think every other branch is like less. But we're kind of getting off topic. I can't really think of anything else embarrassing that I can think of when I was growing up. I don't think this will be embarrassing for anybody, but I guess in high school, yeah, kind of. This is kind of an embarrassing story, but it was something I liked doing. So in high school, freshman year, I remember back in 2000, this is a long time ago, like 20 years ago, 22 years ago, high school, freshman year, we were part of this thing called RPG Club. Not the explosive role-playing games, like Dungeons and Dragons, right? We joined this, and I felt welcomed. Like, I'm like, I've never had this in my middle school. Like, I was always tortured in middle school. But this high school, right? RPG Club, didn't think it existed. Oh, I loved it. After school, like, once a week after school, we go and pick a DM. Is it GM or DM? I don't know. We find a game we want to play. Some people play Dungeons and Dragons. Others would play, what do they call it? All Flesh Must Be Eaten, like a zombie game. The one I played was Rifts. I'm not going to get too much into it. It's basically sci-fi Dungeons and Dragons, only more convoluted. Anyway, people become aware of our group. And of course, you know, if anybody who is not into that stuff hears about it for the first time, they're going to criticize us. It's kind of like the same thing with furries, right? Oh, you're part of the furry fandom. What the heck is that? And you're like, oh gosh, why? Why are you in that? Well, they were saying that to us for this RPG club. They're like, oh, you play Dungeons and Dragons? What the heck is that? What are you doing, right? And it got to the point where I started realizing that a lot of people wear trench coats, right? Trench coats was like a big fashion thing back in freshman year for me, at least, in our high school. I never got one. I think I did, but it was kind of a cheap one. You know, whatever, I still wore it. They were trying to relate our trench coat wearing to something called a trench coat mafia. Don't know too much about them. But, like, it was embarrassing to just walk around and have people going, oh, you play D&D. Oh, you're a part of a mafia. I'm like, I'm not part of a mafia. Why would you even say that? Serious note here. The reason why is because it relates to the Columbine Massacre, right? They wore trench coats, too. Both Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Is that their names? Yeah. So they basically said that if we wear these trench coats, we're part of the trench coat mafia. And if we're part of the trench coat mafia, it's going to happen. They didn't say it directly, but it was trying to imply that we were going to go crazy and do something terrible. You know, it's horrible to be a good student, right? Get good grades, do something you like. And then somebody tells you, oh, you might snap one day and do this and that. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. It's one thing to be made fun of for playing Dungeons and Dragons and all that, but it's another to be accused of a future event that you would never do. That's crazy. And so, yeah. And, but going back to middle school, there was another thing I could remember. I remember loving this after school activity called bowling. You know, we take a bus. It was $5 every time to go. Get on the bus, go to the bowling, bowl a couple games, and then take the bus, come back to school, and then walk home. I remember this one person tortured me so much. I don't know why. Always throwing spitballs in the back of my head. and it was terrible. And everyone was laughing too. A couple people were looking back and going, like, you know, hey, that's pretty funny. You know, he's throwing spitballs in the back of my head. I'm like, I didn't like this. Ugh. Oh man, got to the point where, like, eventually I snapped walking home from school, and I guess it wasn't as embarrassing because people actually liked me after that. I was calling him everything I could think of in my head. I called him, like, it's like, oh, you this or that. And I mentioned the word witch bitch. I know there's a little bit of language on here, but not much. I try to avoid it as much as I can. And everyone heard that. They started laughing, but not at me. They were laughing with me because that was funny. They were like, how the heck do you come up with these things? And I'm like, I don't know. But later on, that same guy, we had little issues here and there. But eventually, we got more friendly after a while. You know, it happens. I don't know how it happens. You think you're going to be enemies with this guy for the rest of your life. And then out of nowhere, hey, man, I'm sorry. Let's go. I'm like, okay, we're friends. It's weird how that happens. Oh, man. Here's another. Oh, yeah, I already told this story. I already told the story about the theater. Did I tell you about that one? The theater, there was the moment where I snuck into a theater. Seeing the movie Scary Movie? I think I did. I felt kind of embarrassed as well because when I was with those friends, the same friends, right, we went to Toys R Us after we snuck into that theater. We almost got caught, by the way. I don't know how the heck the employees thought of us. I guess he was kind of cool, maybe didn't care about his job too much. But I remember we would go in, and this is back when Razor scooters were brand new, right? We would go in there, and we would ask him if he could unbox them so we could ride them around the store. He let us. I'm like, nowadays, you're like, no. You can maybe try one scooter that we have on display, and that's it. No, we were riding around the whole store. And I bet you a lot of parents were like, oh, look at those kids. You know, what the heck are they doing? I'd be embarrassed if I was their parent, you know? But, like, at the time, we thought it was really fun. Nowadays, I'm like, what the heck were we doing? Like, going around. I mean, yeah, that's how you create memories. That's just you being a kid. You know, you're trying to enjoy yourself. But at the same time, you look back and you're like, ugh, you put your hand over your face. You're like, oh, why? Why did I do this? It's crazy. I thought this episode was going to be longer, but I can't really think of anything else. Now I got to think of another topic and I got to actually really concentrate because I can't really think of too many embarrassing moments. I thought there'd be something more that I could discuss with other people, but there's not about that. And like I said, this podcast is still kind of in its infancy. So we may not actually get a lot of people talking right now, but who knows? In the future, we could. But yeah, I think this is going to pretty much wrap it up for today. So like I said, it's not a long podcast. Like I said, sometimes I'll talk for an hour, maybe less, but it all depends on the subject matter and what I could think of. So I'm going to end it here. So, for those who don't know, this is the Derg Boy Podcast on Spotify. If you're watching on Twitch, my username is Rugged the Dragon. I also have a bunch of other links as well, like my Twitter is also Rugged the Dragon. And I will post various updates regarding my podcasts and other game streams, by the way. So, if you join my server on Discord, which is on my Twitter, you can also go on to the podcast discussion. I can't talk today. Discussion, excuse me. And you can leave your feedback regarding the next topic so that I can read it and then discuss it on here. But in the meantime, everybody, I hope everyone had a good time. Sorry for the short stream. Sorry for the short discussion. And I hope you enjoyed what I was talking about. I try to work on my conversation skills as much as I can. I'm not the best talker in the world, but we have to start from somewhere, right? So again, this is Rugged the Dragon. I hope you had a good time listening to the Derg Boy Podcast, and I will see you again on Sunday. Take it easy, everybody.